O Nasser, O my servant, God, the eternal truth, beareth me witness. The celestial youth hath in this day raised above the heads of men the glorious chalice of immortality, and is standing expectant upon his seat, wondering what eye will recognize his glory, and what arm will, unhesitatingly, be stretched forth to seize the cup from his snow-white hand and drain it. Only a few have as yet quaffed from this peerless, this soft-flowing grace of the ancient king. These occupy the loftiest mansions of paradise, and are firmly established upon the seats of authority. By the righteousness of God, neither the mirrors of his glory, nor the revealers of his names, nor any created thing that hath been or will ever be, can ever excel them, if ye be of them that comprehend this truth. O Nasser, the excellence of this day is immensely exalted above the comprehension of men, however extensive their knowledge, however profound their understanding. How much more must it transcend the imaginations of them that have strayed from its light and been shut out from its glory? Shouldst thou rend asunder the grievous veil that blindeth thy vision, thou wouldst behold such a bounty as naught from the beginning that hath no beginning till the end that hath no end can either resemble or equal. What language should he who is the mouthpiece of God choose to speak, so that they who are shut out as by a veil from him can recognize his glory? The righteous, inmates of the kingdom on high, shall drink deep from the wine of holiness, in my name, the All-Glorious. None other besides them will share such benefit.